interactive CD book, Fruit and Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind has worked for the government, actually in the agricultural department, checking out forest products and checking out crops for many years. But in recent years, she's been, well, I won't say retired, because she's been doing some wonderful research and work on weather modification. Now, the old adage that, you know, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody's doing anything about it is simply a lie. There are all sorts of programs on weather modification today, and they do have the ability to create storms. They do have the ability to create droughts. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you out there in the listening audience to know. Certainly, we know that Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who today is the chief foreign policy consultant for Barack Obama, back in 1970, why, of course, Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and there, at a footnote at the bottom of a page, somewhere between 55 and 65, he talked about how in the future we're going to be able to change, create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. We're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases, and we are living in that future where weather modification is very commonplace. And the fact that you out there in the listening audience have not heard about it is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, Rosalind, how did you happen to get interested in studying this whole issue of weather modification and weather control?
Well, it started back in 2002 when I started noticing persistent jet contrails crisscrossing our skies. And what was different about them was that the contrails they left persisted for hours and turned into white haze or man-made clouds, and that there were jets looping the loop around our county. And as they looped the loop, we began to wonder here what purpose they were serving for leaving these types of contrails and what was going on. So this started a research project that it continues to this day. And I've been joined by other people, wonderful people, from Bridget Conroy from Arizona at ArizonaSkyWatch.com. And I've just been had a myriad of people who have offered their time and their research to me, and I've spent hours in reading books and looking up information. So I've come to the conclusion that we're involved and engaged in many types of atmospheric programs, and most of them the public is not aware of.
And, of course, the information is there if you know where to look for it. And, of course, Rosalind has actually gotten information under the Freedom of Information Act. And she was telling me on another program that what are there, 60 or 70, 50 or 60 weather modification programs that the government will acknowledge, and that's not the secret programs that are going on.
Yes. You can receive without any... just by request, a listing of the over 60 programs, weather modification programs, ongoing across the United States. And these are done by states. These are done by private companies, Pacific Gas and Electric Company here in California. They're private. There's no regulation or control. And NOAA is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it's under the Department of Commerce of the U.S. government. And these programs are available, and they show the scope, a tremendous scope and ability to both modify our weather from ground-based applications of chemicals to air-based applications.
And now even the Office of Homeland Security, told me the Office of Homeland Security is going to get into this issue as well, modifying our weather.
Yes.
Without telling the people, we'll be right back here.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Rosalind Peterson, and Rosalind is pointing out that when you disrupt the weather, and for instance, you take the moisture out of the air, you precipitate rain in one other area, you're stealing it from other areas. And, of course, the alteration of the weather can interfere with the bees, with the pollination of the crops. And what we're doing is interfering with God's plan for humanity, for the world, and normal patterns. And man now has found how to modify the weather. But is this good? Is it beneficial? Look and see what is happening across America today. And you pick up the story there, Rosalind.
Well, what you're having is you're having some crop losses. You're having drought situations in agricultural areas. You're having floods in other areas because sometimes they can't control the end result of these experiments. And when we start to disrupt the climate, we start to disrupt our food supply. And that's a food supply that we all depend upon here in the United States. And so just like there's a drumbeat about global warming, but when you ask NASA about their studies about these persistent jet contrails that turn into man-made clouds that last for hours and hours in our skies, then they say, well, these man-made clouds exacerbate global warming. They say that the clouds disrupt normal patterns and change our climate, and they're going to be one of the major causes of climate change as we go down, according to United Nations reports and NASA reports. They're going to be a major disruption to the climate. So how can you introduce more legislation to mitigate and modify our weather when we're already massively modifying the weather, and we don't even understand the synergistic effects of all these different programs, much as they overlap? You have to know, too, that the federal government doesn't have any oversight. No state government, no federal government, no county government has any oversight. Agricultural producers are not notified in advance. There's no regulation. So I can personally, if I wanted to, hire a weather modification company or outfit a jet myself and modify your weather without your consent or knowledge.
In fact, let me just interject there. Anybody doubts that, go up on the Internet, Google in weather modification, and the first thing that comes up is Weather Modification Incorporated. It's a company. And for a given amount of money, they'll come into your community and modify the weather for you. And it's not the only one. There are probably dozens of companies that will do this in this country and throughout the world, will modify your weather. And the people don't know how they're doing it. Of course, they're doing it by cloud seeding and putting chemicals up in the atmosphere that are causing precipitation. But when they precipitate water, rain in one area, they're stealing it from another area. They're interfering with God's plan, which has worked pretty well for many thousands of years. But these people seem to think they can improve on it. Well, I'm very concerned between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity. There's an infinite quality of difference, and we are creating a monster. And the fact that you're never going to read about this through regular channels is amazing. In fact, Rosalind was on a program for Channel 2 up in the Bay Area just recently, and I think they spent, how long did they spend with you, you know, getting your information, and how much of it did they use on that program?
Well, they interviewed me with a mic for about an hour and 45 minutes here at my home. And they used about, less than 30 seconds of one clip, which they played twice in a promo and then during the program. But that wasn't the point. They missed the main point that I was trying to speak to them about, and that was how this was disrupting our watersheds and our water supplies. However, they did bring out all of the people that were modifying our weather here in Northern California, but they neglected to say that there were 50 or 60 ongoing programs across the United States, and they forgot to tell people in California that it wasn't just one program that was modifying the weather, there were many. And they didn't list the number of programs in their program. But the program is good because it does explain and bring out the fact that weather modification is underway, definitely in California, and across the United States.
And I think it's so important that people understand. In fact, they had people from PG&E on the program, and didn't they actually admit that PG&E is intentionally and purposely modifying the weather so that they can get more water in certain areas?
Yes. They want more water fall in the Sierra Nevada, more snow. So the programs, and then other companies, private companies, can modify your weather because they might want more snow for economic benefit. In other words, on ski resorts, your weather, your local weather, can be modified because one group wants water in their area, and they can deprive another area, put it in drought. So instead of relying on the jet stream and normal processes, which would benefit us all and keep the microclimate stabilized, they're engaged in full-scale weather manipulation.
And of course you would expect that all of the radio stations and all of the television stations and all of the newspapers would be telling this, but they're not telling us. And you have to ask yourself, why is it they don't know? Or is there the conspiracy of silence that only will occasionally be broken, aware of course this information gets out, and that's why I do what I do and why Rosalind does what she does. Well, tell us how they modify the weather. How are they able to do that? And can they actually do away with hurricanes? Can they increase hurricanes? Can they steer hurricanes? Well, let's start out, how do they modify the weather?
Well, they use particulates. They can use salt. They can use toxic chemicals like polymers. And they can use gas flares from ground-based gas flares. So they have any number of ways, but all of it is chemically based. So anything they're putting into the air has some chemical formulation to it.
Well, now, does any of this, of course, get down in our forest? Would this in any way explain why we've had such terrible fires this year? Do these chemicals that they put up there, they've got to come down to Earth sometime. What impact do they have on crops? What impact do they have on the forest? What impacts do they have on human beings?
Well, none of them are good for us, and at the scale and the thousands of pounds and tons that they're using on us now to modify, you know, they don't modify, you know, 5 square miles over one area. They modify 184,000 square miles. That's larger than the square miles of, for example, Colorado. And so they modify huge areas. One state can modify the weather over another state now.
Well, and so, the thing is, I understand one of the things they use is aluminum, another is barium, and aluminum is a toxic metal. I mean, it can create all sorts of problems in livestock and humans. And are they really using aluminum and spraying massive amounts of this over us?
Yes. First of all, the Air Force uses aluminum-coated fiberglass, or chaff, and they're putting up tons of it worldwide, 500 tons, you know, every year worldwide, including across the United States, and that adds aluminum particulates into the ground. The second thing is that Professor Benford of UC Irvine, when talking about geoengineering, was talking about making fluffy white clouds by mixing aluminum and barium and, you know, making these man-made clouds. So, And he says, and then we can do with them what we want. In other words, control something. So they're beginning more and more to talk about the chemicals that they're using and making man-made clouds and geoengineering the weather. But when you modify the weather, who are you benefiting? Whose pocket are you lining? Because they can now do their tests and get government contracts. You know, you're lining the pockets of the weather modification companies. You're lining the pockets of, in other words, our tax dollars is going to modify our own weather, and we have no say, and that's what I object to.
Well, I understand that sometimes for instance, the city council down there, or county council down in Los Angeles will pay for weather modification because they're always short on water, and they want to get precipitation so they can utilize it for their populace. Is that right?
Yes, in June 2008, early this year, the City Council of Los Angeles voted to modify the weather over the San Gabriel Mountains in Southern California. They're going to put more snow there so they have more, in other words, more water in the drier times of the year. However, you've got agricultural belts, you've got the Central Valley, you've got agriculture in other directions from them. And what they're going to do is they're going to pull moisture from those areas, and they will put snow in those mountains, but they're going to deprive all of us who derive agriculture from those areas. They're going to put them into drought. So to say it's odd that you're going to put more water in the mountains in one place, but then begin to deprive our agricultural producers of the water they need to produce the crops we need for food.
And, of course, then you mentioned that the Office of Homeland Security, that great organization that we saw what a great job it did down in New Orleans, now they want the ability to begin to monitor the weather, too. I mean, we've already got NASA, we've already got NOAA, we've already got private industry. We've got all these organizations that are modifying the weather already. The military is doing it, of course. So why does Office of Homeland Security want to get in there?
I have no idea. I just read about this for the first time. Just about a week ago, that starting on August 1st this year, Homeland Security would start putting salt and other chemicals into these hurricanes to modify the weather. Well, we've been experimenting with hurricanes since the 50s, And what we found is a lot of our experiments, they didn't work, or they sent hurricanes in the wrong direction.
And actually, sometimes they make them worse, and they hit land, and certainly they couldn't let the people realize that the devastation that came was because they'd been monkeying and fooling around with the hurricanes and redirecting them. Would that be right?
Yes.
And so they have to keep this secret. They can't let the common people understand what this is about, because the elite have their plans. They love to play these little games, the trouble they're impacting on the lives of people, they're impacting on our crops. Aluminum is a toxic metal. It's toxic in your vaccines that they're giving you, because they're there from the government to help you. And, of course, they're creating all sorts of reactions in the human body, along with the lead and the fluoride they introduce. But, of course, then they tell us, oh, don't eat fish, you know, we want to protect you from the government. And yet they're spraying these things, getting into our crops, getting into our trees, getting into our forests, getting into the human beings. And you're not going to hear about this through regular channels. That's why you need alternative radio.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in a bit of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Ruth Rosalind is saying is we don't know what they're doing, and lots of times they don't know what they're doing, and there could be two or three of these weather modification programs going on at the same time, and nobody would know how they were going to interact, and what happens if they go awry. We've had a terrible drought in California. Like, we've never seen it as dry this time of year. We've never seen 2,000 wildfires burning one time, and nobody wants to mention the weather modifications that are going on. And, of course, Rosalind has a list of them, and actually there are over 60 weather modifications programs that went on last year, and we don't know how many programs are going on this year. And these are the ones they'll admit to. But everything is done in secret. So much of what the government does, the military does, what NASA does, what the other things are, it's all in secret. We can't let Osama bin Laden know what we're doing. So it's all secret, and then we find the terrible droughts we're seeing in the Midwest, and the terrible flooding in the Midwest, the terrible droughts in some places in eastern Colorado and in Texas. And how much of this is weather modification? Well, we don't know because they can't tell us because it's classified. And, of course, this is the thing that I think we have to be very worried about. Now, there is a program. It's known as HARP, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project. It is a secret project up in Alaska. We do know a certain amount about it. Dr. Bernard Eastland, who I got the patent for this and eventually was taken over by the government, admits this could be used to modify the weather. But the government won't tell us what they're doing. Some people think that by heating the ionosphere, which is what HARP does, at least in part what it does, why you can modify the jet stream, and certainly there's a great deal written on that. We'll tell you later how to get some information. Do you want to comment at all upon HARP, or shall we just pass that by?
No, we can talk about it's a high altitude auroral research program, and what they do with HARP is they do atmospheric experiments, and they superheat the atmosphere. And when they do that, they can change weather patterns. It's possible for them to change the jet stream so that it moves across the United States and other areas in different ways than ever before. And HARP is part of it is when they conduct these heating programs, the difficulty with them is that we are not told what they're really doing. We're not told how dangerous it is. And also, if you start experimenting with the fragile cocoon that protects the Earth from solar winds, UV radiation, and other harmful things that come into us that would prevent life here on Earth, we're beginning to see some of these results. We think that they're beginning to disrupt this this cocoon that we live in that protects life on Earth and allows plants to grow, and etc. So this is where we have great concern, and to have it secret, run, you know, by the military, the Air Force, NASA's involved, and these programs are absolutely incredible in scope. What's interesting is that this program, Alaska has an enormous amount of natural gas, and instead of using our technology to funnel that natural gas into the United States itself or into Alaska in order to, in other words, help us with heating and different things here in the United States where we need energy. They have taken this natural gas and they're using this entire pool at this site to power this hugely administrative, huge atmospheric modification program, this heating program, because it takes an enormous amount of power. So when we need power for other reasons, they are stealing our natural resources for a private project.
And of course, this is basically they're putting, I've heard, up to a billion watts. Now I don't know whether that's accurate. Do you have any idea how much they put up there? I've heard a billion watts focusing in the atmosphere.
I've heard that they have more than a billion watts now capability.
But
so,
that has to be generated. So they generate the electricity by burning the natural gas that we could use down here. But this is a wonderful experiment. Oh, my goodness. Or is it a wonderful experiment? Is it possibly that they're doing terrible damage to our atmosphere? Well, it's all top secret because we cannot let Osama bin Laden know. Of course, to protect the American people, we've got to keep it secret. Or is it possible? Is it just possible they don't want the American people to know what they're really up to? Well, lots of things that are happening, and of course, Roslyn's on the front lines of this, has a great deal of great information here, and we're going to be covering this, of course, in the next hour. And we'll tell you how to get to her website. She's got a website here and all sorts of information and what she's been able to accumulate from the government. Now, you're not going to hear about it on your radio programs, most of them. You're not going to hear it on television. You're not going to see it written up in the newspapers, but you have to know. So we have people, for whatever reason, want to modify the weather. Are they doing a better job? Look in California, where I live. Are they doing a good job? What part do they play in generating lightning? What part do they play in the massive drought we have in California that has led to the terrible situation of forest fires, 2,000 burning at one time?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Much more.
Hold that thought right there. And of course, Rosalind was just talking about by spraying aluminum into the atmosphere. It comes down, it gets into the ground, it gets into the water supply, it gets into the roots of the trees. And of course, he actually knows a certain amount of this. He's worked for the Department of Agriculture. And these trees then begin to either become more dry or some of them begin to die. We're killing our trees with the aluminum, massive amounts. It's getting into our water supplies. Aluminum is toxic. And they, of course, they add aluminum to your water ordinarily to make it clear, but now in ever larger doses of aluminum in all of the water and, of course, the other toxic chemicals they're putting up in the atmosphere. Why would you do something like this? I mean, God knows how to make a tree. There's a wonderful song, you know, only God can make a tree. But now, of course, they are spraying, and we find our forests are simply like tinder. And here in California, we're seeing the end result of this. 2,000 fires burning. In fact, many of them would take 3 or 4 weeks before they could possibly even get them to stop burning. Last thing I heard, we still had 200 or 300 fires burning here in California. Never seen anything like it before. But then we've never seen this spraying like we've seen this before. Is there a causal relationship? Well, certainly the government is not going to look into it. They're not going to investigate. Think of the implications. Why, they'd be held liable for burning, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres of private forests. And why, they're not going to pay that. Where would they come with the money? They don't have the money. The implications of what they're doing are frightening. And fortunately, Roslyn's on the front line of this, pointing out what are the health hazards of spraying aluminum that's going to get into our food supply, that's getting into our water, that's getting into our trees, that is being inhaled by our people. Rosalind, before we go on, I want you to get out your website and to tell people how they can get your material.
Okay, if you go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, you will find information about me on that site. You will find contact information. You can write to me. You can email me. My telephone number's there. You can call me. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that are not answered by the information on the website. CaliforniaSkyWatch.com is also under construction at the moment because my entire database of information, all my research, is going to go up on the site within the next month.
And, of course, you've also written a number of excellent articles at newswithviews.com.
Yes.
That's newswithviews.com. Go there, and I've got I've collected these articles. How many do you have up there? What, 6 or 7?
Yeah, I have about 8, maybe, I think, or
all right.
7 or 8, something in that nature.
If you're interested in knowing about this, why, go to her website, and she has all the references there for everything she says. She doesn't get off on a limb and just to say, oh, this, and this. No, these are the things that she can prove. You need to find out if it's true, and then if you find out it is true, hopefully you'll join with us in trying to get this information out. Because, of course, if they're poisoning our water, if they're poisoning our trees, if they're poisoning our insects, and so many of our insects are disappearing. Our bees are disappearing. We don't know. I think some people think it's the pesticides. But they're certainly not going to look into this until they've destroyed the crops of this country. Why would rational people want to do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Well, Rosalind, certainly you're out there on the front lines of trying to get the information out. Do you think there's any increased awareness among the average people?
Yes, I think more and more as we have adverse weather patterns, I think more and more as people look up and realize that these jet contrails persist for hours. One jet contrail can, according to NASA, Patrick Minnis at NASA, he says, well, they studied one contrail and they found that it lasted for more than 20 hours and covered 4,000 kilometers. So the impact of, if that's what one does, then you can imagine what hundreds of them do. And the jets that are, that KTVU Channel 2, John Fowler, admitted to me during our interview that the jets that I showed him in videotape taken here in Mendocino County were military jets. I mean, that's the first time that there was a confirmation that they were military jets. And since he is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and trains pilots and is highly qualified in this area, knows airplanes, is a pilot himself, of course, and he looked at those jets and he said those were commercial, which I knew because we don't have many commercial airlines flying over us. And he said, well, the ones that he saw in the clips that I showed him were military jets. And he even questioned why. He says, look, he said, military people don't want you to see the contrails because That's how, you know, the enemy and other places identifies our planes. And he said, but he couldn't understand why they would want to deliberately leave contrails over us that persisted. So there was some questions about that during our conversation.
But, of course, when they put the program out on Channel 2, that wasn't raised, was it?
Well, he said that there were military practice areas here. So he admitted that Mendocino County was in a military practice area. That's as close as he came.
Oh, right.
But, you know, in other words, we're in a military operations area. They call them MOAs. And there are several of them across the United States. Any good map from... for a pilot map that you can get in airports, designates those military operations areas. And I don't even know where they came from, because at some point these military operation areas appeared without our consent as well. And then they became practice areas for the military. So I'm not sure that I ever voted or ever was notified that where I live was turned into a military operations area.
Well, I think there's so many things that go on that the average person really is totally unaware of. Now, certainly, is there any studies that are done on the health effects on human beings from this type of aerial spraying? We know certainly that when they're spraying certain the pesticides and insecticides, they can have a disastrous effect on people. We know that the bromide that they many times use has a disastrous effect. But what about these things that they're actively spraying? Is it when they get into the water that they affect us? Is it when they suddenly drift down and we inhale them? Is there any studies that show it's safe for people?
Well, here's what. Contained in those plumes, which I can prove because the EPA did a huge 1999 study on jet fuel emissions, that the jets release jet fuel emissions just like the automobile exhaust of your car. And when they emit these jet fuel emissions, the EPA says, yes, these damage crops, these damage human health, they increase asthma, all these things. So we have jets as a polluting force here that leaves emissions like automobile emissions. The second thing is that the jets, there's water vapor that's created in ice crystals in this process. Water vapor is a greenhouse gas. So when there's complaints about, well, global warming, one of the major contributors to global warming and exacerbating it are these persistent jet contracts. So they're not benign in themselves. Now, do I know what every jet is? In other words, if they're spraying something, do I know what every jet is spraying? No, I wouldn't know, because there's probably too many programs and too many people that could be flying these planes for different corporations. They could be private. They could, as I said, John Fowler from KTVU, their health and science editor said that they were military here, that we're leaving the plumes here. So I certainly question, that this is a health, this is something healthful for us that these jets are doing. On Spare the Air Days in California, we have huge announcements. In other words, we're supposed to carpool. We're not supposed to do anything polluting. We can't even burn a backyard barbecue, all these things that we're supposed to not do. And yet no one says, well, we're going to reroute the flights off of California because the jets are polluting our air here. No, we let military jets loop the loop around our counties on Spare the Air Days, leaving these polluting persistent jet contrails here. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's so many things that go on today that really don't make sense. Well, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for Rosalind, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464, if you have a question, 464-8295, 464-8295, if you have a question for Rosalind in the short period of time we have left here. But Rosalind has got a tremendous amount of information on the... certainly the aerial spraying, and a lot of it, of course, they'll actually shoot these canisters up from below. Could you explain to me how they do that? You mentioned that they will take some of them up on the space shuttles and then release them out there in the stratosphere. But what about the ground-based putting of these chemicals into the atmosphere?
Well, from the ground, in other words, from the ground, they've got different devices that can be used to kind of launch these chemicals into the air. So PG&E does it using ground-based flares to modify the weather in the Sierra Nevadas. So, you know, in other words, there's different methods of getting chemicals to certain heights in the atmosphere so that they can do their experiments.
Now, my understanding is that they've actually increased the snowfall many times in the Rockies for various and sundry reasons, great for the ski resorts. And, of course, some of that water will be diverted here into Southern California. But isn't that having a devastating effect on the people then in the Middle West, the farming industry?
Well, of course it is, because when you put... See, there's a program that started at the end of 2005, and five states agreed to put more snow in the Wyoming mountains than ever in recorded history, which they did. It was successful. And that extra snow and water was for Southern California. Now, when they started that program at the end of 2005, they put Oklahoma into a drought. They put other areas of Wyoming into a drought. And for the last couple of years, Colorado's been in a drought condition. Well, what happens is when you take a program and you put more snow and more rain in another area, in other words, the laws of physics say for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. Well, the equal and opposite reaction is that when you say, well, we're going to do this for Southern California, well, are we thinking about the people in Colorado and other states that are going to go into drought when this happens?
And, of course, this has a tremendous impact upon the wheat. I mean, we're a wheat farmer, many other soybeans, other things. You have to have rain, and if the rain doesn't come, well, God has always created it and brought it on so the farmers could plant their crops. But what happens when man begins interfering with God's plan? This is the frightening thing.
Well, this is our food supply. These are our water supplies. These are our trees and our watersheds. And you can't deprive one area to benefit another, because that's like theft. You know, that's like if I deprive you of money out of your bank account, in other words, to enrich somebody else. Well, you're taking our weather, and I object to someone stealing my water, my normal rainfall, taking water from my watersheds to put it on somebody else's mountain for someone else to use. And many people benefit financially from those programs.
I'm sure they do. We've got Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Mike, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Rosalind. Back to when she was talking about her friend who could identify the airplanes as being military.
Yes.
Were you also able to see if they had any identification markings on them?
No. I didn't see any markings on the plane, but clearly John Fowler of KTVU News, when he was here, clearly knew that they, right away that they were military airplanes.
And, of course, a colonel, Craig Roberts, who was with the military, I'm retired now from the reserve, but he told me that in Oklahoma, where he lives, he could see these military planes going back and forth across the sky. When you're going someplace, you go, and then you're gone. These planes would go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And he said they were obviously military planes. He knew what a military plane looked like. So
I'm not questioning that they were military, but I'm just saying that what I've heard over the years is that while they are military, and KC-135 is one of the most common planes used, they're painted white normally, and there normally have been no markings on all the planes that have had some kind of a close observation through binoculars.
Yeah, and I've heard exactly the same thing, Mike. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, but that's very strange. It's also illegal or whatever.
Well, who are you going to report it to?
Right.
All right. Yeah, well, hey, thanks so much, Mike. Bye-bye. And Chris, that was Mike calling from Santa Cruz and raising a very valid point. Obviously, there is a clandestine element to the things that are going on that they do not want the American people to know. If they did, why, of course, we'd hear about it on 60 Minutes, we'd hear about it on 2020, we would be hearing Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the other establishment communicators getting the information out. But obviously, why they want to call anybody who talks about this some sort of a kook, demonize them. And if there's nothing to hide, then why are they hiding it? If there's nothing to hide, then why is so much of this classified? Certainly, Rosalind, of what you were able to get, the 60 programs that you were told about. Of course, is there any way to find out what the secret programs are?
I don't think so, unless they're willing, unless the military and unless our government is willing to share them. I don't think so, not at this time anyway, because if we were to know about them, the people of America would object because they're disrupting their climate and their food supply, and there would be a huge objection. And so the more that they can keep this in the background or keep it as some sort of conspiracy theory idea, then they can get the media and they can get environmental groups and elected officials not to touch it with a 10-foot pole, essentially.
And, of course, where is Greenpeace and the environmental movement when you really need them? And, of course, they're just not there. Well, maybe there's a reason that they're not there. But I think it's down the line. Let's see what happens. But I think we're going to have real problems with our crops this year, if not this year, next year. And our grain crops, certainly, there's a real shortage of bees. Colonies are collapsing. What impact is that going to have on the almond harvest? We don't know. The government claims they just can't figure out why these things are happening, but I think that they know exactly why they're happening. I think they just don't want the American people to know that they're spraying nicotine sprays onto our crops that they know will, of course, disrupt the memory of insects. And that's why, of course, other insects are getting confused. And but with a bee who may fly long distances, I mean, certainly you disrupt their memory. They can't get the way back to the hive. And, of course, then they fly off someplace and die by themselves. When you begin playing with nature, you lay yourself open to terrible, terrible complications. I'm not against all pesticides. I think there's a place for them, but you ought to know that they're safe before you do it. And the same thing with this weather modification. Where are the studies that show that it should not do any harm to the public? Do they have the right to experiment on us and our children and on generations yet unborn? Well, Rosalind, as you talk to people about this, what sort of response do you get?
Well, a lot of people, first of all, in the beginning, nobody knew what was going on, and there was very little information. I had to research it because in the normal news or in the media, not even books discussed the subject often, and if they did, they just it was two sentences and that was it. Now, more and more of this is coming out, more documentation, more studies are coming out, and as more information comes out and people become informed, I think that they will step up and take action. And I think that this is important that we begin to not spread a belief system, but actually get the documents and begin to face our elected officials with those documents and with what's happening to us and with the crop failures. And if we do, I think we can make a change.
Well, I think we have to try. That's our job. Our guest has been Rosalind Peterson. And of course, she on her own is up there in Mendocino County collecting the information. Go to newsreviews.com. Go to, of course, californiaskywatch.org.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I say, well, we saw that here in the Monterey Bay area recently, of course, they were spraying with something for the light brown apple moth, I think was the title of it. And they just keep saying, we know what we're doing. You've got nothing to worry about. We're here from the government. We're going to protect you. We're going to protect the crops. That's why we're going to spray the people. They're not going to spray the crops. They're going to spray the people. Why would you want to spray the people to protect the crops? Well, you have to trust us, you know. And the people did not trust the government officials, and there were meetings, and all sorts of information went out. And after about 3 or 4 months, after one spraying, and they were going to spray repeatedly after that, they finally backed down. Because, of course, they respond to enough pressure. And believe me, it's, as Everett Dirksen used to say, politicians don't see the light until they feel the heat. and we've got to make them feel the heat on this issue. It's a very important issue. Go ahead, Mazen.
Well, what I was going to say is they were going to spray downtown San Francisco. As a crop loss adjuster, I never adjusted a crop or knew of a single crop that was growing in downtown San Francisco, so I don't know why you'd spray the population of downtown San Francisco.
Because they had nothing to do with a light brown, awful mouth. I mean, I think it's one of the other macabre experiments. Logic would tell you, if you're worried about the crops, you spray the crops. Why would you spray downtown San Francisco? I think your point is so well made. But the average individual... Oh, so many of them would simply go along because, after all, these people from the government, they must be here to help. But what happens if they're not? What happens if they have a different agenda? Are you willing to risk your life and the life of your family? You let them do what they want to do. Our guest has been Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, as always, it's been a fascinating program. Please keep in touch, and when something comes up, you give me a call, and we'll get you on all of our programs once again.
Thank you very much, and it was a pleasure to be on your show today.
Bye-bye. God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. I hope you listened to Rosalind and remember what she said. We were just simply off air talking about the light brown apple moth spraying that was going to be done here in the Monterey Bay area and up in San Francisco. They were going to spray the city of San Francisco for the light brown apple moth. Now, there are no crops grown in San Francisco. They were spread to spray the population, as Rosalind said, and she used to be a crop adjuster for the Department of Agriculture. She said, why would you want to spray the people to protect the crops? It doesn't make sense. And quite obviously it didn't. And we kept hammering away. Why do you want to spray the people? Why aren't you spraying the agricultural areas that you're so worried about? Why do you want to spray the people? What do you know that you don't want us to know? And eventually the government here in the state of California backed down because they knew that people were incensed, and we should be incensed what they're doing to our in their weather modification programs and the spraying that they're doing with that and the aluminum they're getting into our water supply and into our trees, into our crops, and into our children. Well, if you want to know more about this, of course, you need to get some of the interviews I've done with Rosalind, either DVD, pardon me, on CD or on tape. We do have a 4-tape set on weather modification that actually is available from Radio Liberty, 4-CD or 4-tape set. We have a book called Weather Warfare, written by Jerry Smith. We have an excellent DVD done by Bob Fletcher. I mean, it's very well done, very professionally done, as Bob does all of his things very well. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-HIV-WAR. And you want to get, of course, this material on weather modification, and you want to help us get it out because, of course, they keep doing this. We may have more and more fires. We've never had thousands of dry lightning strikes in the state of California before. Can they produce lightning strikes? Yes, they can produce droughts. They can influence hurricanes. All of this information is covered in the material we have available, and certainly you want to go to Rosalind Peterson's website, which is californiaskywatch.org. CaliforniaSkyWatch.org, and realize, of course, that there are literally hundreds of programs that they've done, 60, 70, many times in a year. And, of course, you need to get the information out. And my producer is saying it's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. Try.com, CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the other information available through Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a catalog, we can send it to you on CD-ROM or print it out. And suddenly, you really need to get information about getting emergency foods because we're going to be heading into some very difficult times, and there are going to be food shortages, and they're going to be producing them. And if you don't have food, you're not going to be any better off than the other people who are out there with their hat in their hand pleading for sustenance. People say it couldn't happen in America, and I'd like to say, why not? If God is just, you think he's not going to bring judgment on this country for the terrible things we've done throughout the world as we have our troops stationed in 130 nations and over 700 foreign bases keeping brutal tyrants in power? Of course, they don't tell the American people that, oh, no, we're there to help. we're from America. We're so benevolent. That's why we're giving those vaccines to the little black children all throughout the world, loaded down with mercury and aluminum and all the other toxins, knowing full well it will destroy their fertility and their minds and many of them. But, of course, we're from America. We're here to help. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Start making your preparations. If you'd like to get a food catalog or you haven't ordered your food, get started in doing it right now. You need your health products on hand. You really need to have your Berkey water filters to filter your water, and certainly the things that we offer certainly will help you clean up your water so that the last thing you want is water that is contaminated with fluoride and mercury and lead and arsenic and those things. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. But understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and this is what energizes these forces on the other side. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the great falling away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, 6 p.m. Central.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar.